This is Homer and Tony.
Oh, baby.
Can you explain why Aaron Rodgers would be allowed to be unmasked for those media availabilities?
That's not what I said. I said within our football space.
So now we got to define football space. Rooms,
I know.
Walk what through is everything space? We do in that area.
I agree.
Are there different rules for media availabilities then?
I don't pay attention to the media.
Who knows?
Matt, you know the rules.
Do you think he does?
Come on, LaFleur. You know the rules. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know he knows the rules.
All right. I wouldn't have known that it's important to make a distinction between inside the building and football space.
Right. So there's non-football space inside the building.
How do you not like this stuff? Come on. Do you like this?
No.
Is this awesome?
Just people just backpedaling and BSing. People are just BSing. I mean, LaFleur, you screwed up, dude.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Berlin, this is Homer and Tony.
It's getting closer, less than an hour now, when someone will win two tickets to the Packers and Rams. You have to be here to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in New Berlin, Beloit Road, just off of Moreland. And you can thank Tony and I if you win, because I can see the faces of these people. I'm here for the tickets. I mean, I like the show, kind of, but I'm here for the tickets. I got a chance. These tickets are going to be worth lots of money. The Miller Lite area.
Yeah.
We will get to that. We will get to also our picks. We do that, and then
a lot to get to.
We have a lot to go to.
We still got Rain Man to get to.
No, Rain Man's not today.
You're canning it?
I'm canning it again.
Come on.
Yeah, no, loses out.
I wanted to hear
COVID.
I wanted to hear somebody blow it.
All right. Well, we'll do it next Wednesday, and then we have to do on Monday or Tuesday. I think you're off on Monday,
Rain Man. Come on, man.
Oh, COVID Rodgers trumps it.
Yeah.
All right, and are you a better guesser? What's on the line?
Everything today, Homer, because Alan and Mellon Pleasant has a shot to be in the drawing for the $50 gift card to Mars Cheese Castle. But if he gets the answer wrong today, then Dumpy in West Bend, who got a correct answer yesterday, takes home that gift card. But if Alan can get a correct answer, then we're going to draw it on Monday between those two, 50-50 shot.
All right. Alan, you're on 94.5 ESPN. Are you a former champion of this competition?
Hey, guys. No, it's the first time I actually made it through. So, first time.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You know the game because you've tried. All right?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Halloween. Traditional costumes are the favorites for adults. I won't ask you what the favorite costume is because that's too easy.
It is.
A witch. More than 4.6 million. It gets tougher to get number two. Your choices, pirate, cat, ghost, vampire. The witch is 4.6 million. The next four are really tight, but who wins? Adults, is it vampire, ghost, cat, or pirate? What do you say?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go... You know, I was at a costume party, and there were two of these. So I'm going with what I saw recently. I'm going to go with a vampire.
Vampire is the guess. Now, Pebble, I've lost track of how far you're ahead of the Hall of Famer, but
I'm up four, Homer.
Vampire.
Back up four.
He's up four.
Looking to run away.
All right.
And hide.
Hall of Famer, Will, you claim you will not tank again, right?
I am not tanking again. He got one shot to tank. Now I'm just going to destroy him.
Yeah. Tank. Shut it over there.
All right, Hall of Famer.
Hey, cut your own mic off over
there.
All right,
there you go. All right, Hall of Famer again.
I thought the answer was vampire before you even gave the choices.
You're going to go vampire as well?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Okay, now we'll see if Pebble goes vampire and makes it the trifecta.
He's chicken.
All right, we'll see. He's got four.
Oh, I think some chicken now, huh? He thinks I'm going to go vampire like everybody else. Well, you know what?
He's scared for me to gain ground on him.
All right.
I'm going pirate.
Pirate. All right. Traditional costumes. Witch, 4.6 million. Pirate, 1.1 million. Cat, 1.1 million. Ghost, 1.4 million. And your winner, vampire, at 1.6 million plus. Yeah. Costumes for adults, which wins vampire.
Nice job, Tony. Nice job, Tony.
Now,
good job, buddy.
Explain what that means, Pebble.
That means that Alan's now in the drawing for the gift card on Monday. So we have two contestants that we're going to draw from on Monday, Dumpy in West Bend and Alan in Mount Pleasant for that $50 gift card to Mars Cheese Castle.
We will do that on Tuesday because I think Tony is on.
Tony's off on Monday, yes.
Isn't that right? So we'll do it Tuesday.
I feel bad for Sir Dumpy, but not that bad because that was nicely done by Alan. What are the odds that you go somewhere and you get the information that gets in the possibility of the $50 gift card? Thanks for playing, Alan. Now we have the top three at three, and on Friday, that means picking games.
Yeah. Pick six.
The best of the best.
I'm curious how last week went.
I never remember.
The creme de la creme.
Who knows?
This list is as exclusive as it gets.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. I picked a couple bad ones.
Okay, let's run.
It's the top three at three.
I did a Matt Foley last week, I think.
All right, hold on. I just got Pebble. Did you say Jason's here? Do we need to do that
Jason,
right now?
Jason is ready to go whenever we want him, so we can break right now if you want and get him on next. Or we can do our pick six.
We've got time. All right. Let's do our pick six.
All right, looking back at the records. You are definitely ahead. Going back from our records from last week, Homer was 4-2 by taking all of the underdogs.
Wow.
Tony was 2-4, and I once again apparently don't know what a football even looks like. Went 1-5. update our records for the year. Update our records for the year. 27-21 is Homer's record on top. Tony is five games back at 22-26, and I'm way behind at 17-31.
Right,
Homer's running away right now.
Running away and hiding.
Tell you what, I can tell you what my key is. It's the key to professionals that win in pro football. They play the dogs way more than the average fan.
All right, our first game up this week on the docket, the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals, noon on CBS on Sunday. Cincy favored by 2.5.
I'm taking the Browns. Nobody's picking them. I get 2.5.
Unfortunately, I think the Browns are going to win, too, because of all the crap that's been going on. They're happy to get rid of Odell. They want to show them that we don't need you.
But the Bengals were embarrassed last week, though, right?
Yeah, they lost to the Jets.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Can I change my pick?
Both teams are motivated.
You can change,
I'm going Cleveland.
I'm going with Cincinnati. They were embarrassed. I'm going to go with Bengals.
They're going to be embarrassed again.
Yeah, both teams are coming off defeats, so they're bound to be positive motivational angles for both teams, I think. Unfortunately, they're matched up pretty well against each other. I don't really know who's going to win. The Browns could be missing some key players, and Mayfield still might be 100%, so I'm going Cincy minus the 2.5.
No, I'm worried with that. Mm. Whenever Pebble takes it, I should switch the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen his record?
I know. That's what I mean. I say I change back.
If I go against Pebble, I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Next up on the docket, the Minnesota Vikings at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore favored by 6 over the Vikings.
Oh, Baltimore. That's a lot of points.
I'm taking the dog. Minnesota.
I'm going to reluctantly take Baltimore. I'm taking Baltimore.
Yeah. We should have Pebble pick first.
Yeah, then we go against him. Yeah, that's right. Pebble, you pick first from now on.
All right. I mean, I like good teams that are coming off humiliating defeats. However, the Ravens have to play on Thursday night, so they may not be fully focused on this game. Granted, they play the Dolphins on Thursday night, but at least it's an AFC opponent. This is a non-conference game. I like Cousins. I think matches up well against the Ravens because he's great against the blitz. So I'm going Minnesota plus the 6 in this one. Our third game, we got the Los Angeles Chargers at Philadelphia. The Bolts favored by 1.5 on the road. You want me to go, me to go first on this one?
Yep. Yeah, pick, so we know what not to pick.
All right.
so mean.
Oh, man. I'm gonna take the Chargers minus 1.5.
So am I.
Come on.
I can't do it. I'm violating my dog thing, but I can't. I got to take the Chargers. They were embarrassed, too. Embarrassed to trump the dog for me sometimes. And I'm taking the big risk.
Are taking the risk. What are you thinking?
I'm going to check. I'll check the numbers.
Checking?
Well, we'll see how this is as a
who
new
you
approach.
Pick it, man.
I'm taking the Chargers. I'm going with them. I'm taking. Who are you?
Why, Pebble? Why'd you have to pick the Chargers? That's what I wanted to pick.
Well, then do it.
I can now. He picked
them. Okay.
No, I can't pick the Eagles. They're at home, though.
They are.
Oh, my goodness. I got to pick the Chargers, though.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Moving on. Our fourth game. Our fourth game on the docket, the Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Arizona favored by 1 on the road at San Fran.
Wow, these are so close.
A point only? That must got people missing. That doesn't
That's right, a point.
A question about the quarterback. I'm taking the dog. San Francisco, I don't need to hear what you're saying, Pebble, but maybe Tony does.
Pebble, who are you taking?
Who am I taking in this one? Niners were impressive last week. Granted, they were taking on the Bears, but they were able to move the ball. I'm just not sold on the Cardinals yet. I'm worried, especially against Arizona, as maybe revenge on their mind, too. But I got a feeling the 49ers are going to win this game, depending upon the injury report. But I'm going to go San Fran plus the one in this one.
Okay, going Cardinals. My goodness. I was afraid for a second.
All right, moving up to our next game, number 5 on the docket. Tennessee Titans at the Los Angeles Rams, 7:20 on NBC Sunday night. The Rams favored by 7.5.
Oh,
dog.
I don't care what Pebble says. I'm going Rams all day.
Nope, I'm not.
They're going to light Tennessee up.
Dog, Tennessee, 7.5.
The Titans won't be the same, I think, without Henry. And it's
to run the ball.
This is the first good team they're playing all year that has their full attention since week one when the Arizona obliterated them. So I'm going the Rams.
Remember
minus
this,
the 7.5.
Star player, you can do amazing things short term for a game or so.
Okay.
In the long term, they're going to get destroyed, but they'll be fired up for this game.
And our last game, of course,
it's more than a touchdown, right? 7.5.
7.5, yeah. And our last game, of course, is the Packers game. Packers at the Kansas City Chiefs, 3:25 on Fox on Sunday. Also listen to it on our sister station, 620 WTMJ. The Packers are 7-point underdogs to the Chiefs. You want me to go first?
My dog.
You going to the Packers?
That's right.
Yep. Please.
Yep.
Not a chance.
All right. That's why I'm the dog. That's what you got to take that. People make fun of you when you're the dog.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Jordan Love? What? No.
It starts with
can't
love.
Do it. Sorry, Jordan. I hope he does well, but I can't call it. Yeah.
Wait, just out of curiosity, why do you say sorry, Jordan? It's too late. You've already. There's a place in your heart for him.
I'll do all the ones that don't matter. Like, oh, no disrespect, Jordan.
There you go.
I'm going to disrespect you and not
there
pick
you.
You. Sorry.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not picking the Packers.
Yeah, the Chiefs have seemed broken all year, but I just don't. I don't think they're unfixable. Yeah. They have some unlucky bounces. Teams have suffered sort of misfortune for several weeks, but not 2 months. It seems like they're at some point has to stop. The Packers, I think, are overrated. I mean, I haven't really been impressed with anything they've accomplished all year. They beat the Cardinals, but Arizona's a severely injury ravaged team that might be in a free fall. The week before the Washington football team outplayed the Packers, despite what the final score says. Green Bay won in Chicago by 10 before that, and a margin that was less than the 49ers-Bears affair in week 8. And prior to that, the Packers easily could have lost to the Bengals if it wasn't for some missed kicks. So I'm taking KC minus the 7.
Wow.
I do want to say this. You know I need sweet, sweet action.
Yep, you do.
I want to look and see how I can take Kansas City by more than 4 touchdowns. Because I feel if the Packers lose,
it's going to be bad.
Get destroyed. And I could probably get some pretty good odds on that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I would take it by... they had a pick up by 28 or more.
You take a Kansas City blowout if you can find it.
Yes, as a side.
Right.
Because I got to get some sweet.
Maybe it's a prop bet or something.
Yes,
somewhere.
Sweet, sweet action and great odds.
There you
Jason
go.
Wilde is next. Can't wait. He is on the field, but says yes. Next.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much,
we can disagree about a number of things. We can never disagree about the number you think of when I say new mail. We'll get there. If you're fatigued, having trouble losing weight, depressed, or having difficulty obtaining or maintaining it, you know what? You may be one of the millions of men suffering from low testosterone and or ED. There's incredible hope at New Mail Medical. There's locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Their ED treatments, everybody together now, 98% success rate. Every day I say it, I'm still not convinced. Nobody can be that good. No, they are. Nobody else is, or they would tell us. They also offer cutting-edge testosterone replacement therapies to help you feel like yourself again. We should talk about that more. If somebody's 98%, it's something they do. Don't you consider everything they do? NUMALE.com.
This is Homer and Tony, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Berlin on 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Did that team present it to the NFL? And how was the NFL's doctorate or medical team responsive to your holistic homeopathic doctors that have been doing it for decades and decades and decades? You think there was no respect immediately there, and not even an open ear for the conversation?
I think they thought I was a quack. I mean, which was
portrayed on what was said to me when the vaccinated people can't contract the virus or spread the virus. And I had already had studies that I had seen that that was false. And when that was said, I knew there was no chance I was going to win this appeal. Before that, I really thought there was a chance. I really felt like we were making some hay and we were having good conversations. At least being able to amend some of the policies for non-vaccinated players that didn't make sense scientifically, that seemed to be solely rooted in a way to shame guys into having to be outed or coerce them even more to get the vaccine.
There you have Aaron Rodgers, and he gets the key to me again. It was what situation was he at when he talked on August the 26th? I am certain he was in that positive thing. Jason Wilde on this, a new level of COVID Rodgers, since he talked on the the punter show for, I don't know, 45 minutes and nonstop, I think, for the first 15. Good afternoon, Jason.
It is afternoon, yes. Hi.
Well, you were very busy talking to players. Were you able at all to get any time to listen to Aaron Rodgers on the punter show?
Yeah, I did. I listened. It was
and
it was not what I was
anticipating.
Well, let's just start with the clip that you just played. I'm sorry, but there's no way that any doctor told him that vaccinated people couldn't contract the virus or give it to other people. What is he talking about there? Like, I got COVID.
What date?
In
what
April.
Date might he have been told that? Okay.
Well, I don't know, but I got vaccinated in March.
That's a lie.
You said yourself.
No, it is a lie.
You got vaccinated. You got vaccinated in February, right, Homer?
Right. Yeah.
Correct. And you said
yes,
the person who...
The second vaccination was on February the 20th.
So, and you said the person who gave you your shot told you that you could still contract the virus and that you could still spread it. So you had to still wear your mask and stuff, right?
Well, Jesus, I just said that now I can get my T-shirt that says I can do whatever the hell I want because I'm vaccinated. And she says, no, you can't. This helps you if you get it in terms of the seriousness, but you can still get it. And I said, this never ends. And she went, kind of, yeah. So, but, yes. So, yeah, you're,
okay,
now
so,
we need a follow-up on that,
so she,
who that doctor was.
Right, but she she told you that on February 26th. Like, well,
right.
Really? Was he compiling all this research even before that? Like, there's just so much stuff that he says that is self-pity, and before the last nail is placed in my cancel culture coffin, but I don't know who that guy was.
He's backpedaling, Jason. He's backpedaling.
I don't know who it was.
He's just backpedaling.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that guy was. I don't. Now, if he had just said, look,
because
these are my beliefs, this is what I decided, and I mean, here's another example of how incongruous so much of what he said was. He complained that there were members of the media who knew he was unvaccinated and didn't report it. Right? That's what he said.
He did. I heard that.
They didn't report it out of respect for his privacy and because unless it became germane, there was no reason to report it other than to embarrass him. And both reporters, of which I am not one of them, they knew long ago and sat on it for months because they weren't going to report about someone who did not have COVID, had not tested positive, not being viewed publicly as being unvaccinated because they had no idea he's unvaccinated because he was behaving out in the public eye as being vaccinated. So wait, you wanted them to report it then? You just got to say how all about shaming and outing and coercing. But which is it that they chose not to report it? I can tell you that last Tuesday, not this week's Tuesday, someone told me that they had heard he was unvaccinated. And so I texted him and I asked him, and he did not reply to it. So I did not report it because the person that told me, I didn't know if they knew for certain or not. That's the thing I've known about. But, Mike, I mean, that was 46 minutes of him talking. And I got to tell you, for those that have seen Hamilton, that felt like the Reynolds pamphlet to me, where he basically just tore everything down that he has accomplished. Like, I'm sure there are people that agree with some of the things he said. For him to double down in the way that he did, take issue with people suggesting he was, here's another one, suggesting he was deceitful and dishonest. And then saying if someone had asked me a follow-up, I would have answered it. Okay, hey, you guys heard me all week long saying that I messed up by not asking a direct follow-up. But I did ask him a follow-up about Kirk Cousins and Cam Newton and juxtapose them against the guy who had just led us to believe that he was vaccinated. I used the word vaccinated, I think, four times in my question. He had the opportunity to correct it, and he didn't. He could have said, look, I understand you, you know, maybe I wasn't clear. I didn't say I was vaccinated. And he could say, I don't think it's any of your business. He could say whatever he wants there. But for him to say what he said today and act like he wasn't trying to keep it from the public when he is calling the league out for outing, for shaming, for coercing, just own it that you didn't want people to know that you had chosen not to get vaccinated. You believe it's private. So you use the word in hopes of putting a stop to the questions that you thought would cover you. And it worked. It worked. And it's partially my fault that it worked. But, I mean, it was just such a... I mean, look, I'll say this, too. He has a partnership with Prevea Health up here in Green Bay. And I don't know if I was them how I feel today, because I can't imagine someone who basically, you know, my favorite part was when he said he's not telling anyone not what to do. But his messaging is basically don't get the vaccine. That's what his messaging was. But he's not telling you what to do. I wouldn't get the vaccine.
And Jason, he also says, I like to start a discussion, though he has avoided discussion for how long since August the 26th? And the only reason is because of him. You seem more disappointed, or what's the word, with Aaron Rodgers now than I can ever remember hearing this tone of your voice.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I don't know who that was today. That's not the guy that I did a radio show with for 4 years. I don't know who the guy is that compiled his 500-page report of his own research with Harvard doctors and holistic and homeopathic experts. I do know this. I'm glad that we don't do a radio show together today, because he would have not faced the same questions from me today that he faced otherwise. I'm wanted on WTMJ. Can I call you guys back?
Yes, you can. Great. Thanks.
And you tell me we should have had Rain Man.
Jason's so mad right now.
Yes, he's...
Told you. You're making excuses for him over here. You got yourself upset at the beginning of the show.
I don't...
Making excuses for that dude.
No.
That dude ought to be ashamed of himself for that nonsense he spit out today. We got to go to break. I don't even want to hear it, Homer. Get to break.
Next.
This is Homer and Tony live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Berlin on 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
3 minutes away, and the people, it's growing, and they have that look. How many minutes till you pick the winner of the two tickets, Packers and the Rams? You have to be here at 4 o'clock at Buffalo Wild Wings on Moreland or on Beloit Road, just right near Moreland. Sign
it's
in.
Kind of on both.
Yeah, it is.
Moreland,
kind of.
Beloit, yeah.
Sign in, and then I will be drawing. I will take all of them, despite if they're 100, 200, and then straighten them all out. This bending stuff doesn't
work
with me. I'm
raise your hand if you don't believe Aaron lied initially, so I can remove your thing out of here. Let's remove her thing out of there. She does not get a chance. That's not in the rules, but okay.
It's not in the rules. I'd like to give them to you, but that'd be a violation of the rules if Pebble will just tell you what they are. But anyway, so the bending doesn't help because I flatten them all out and then count how many there are, and then
randomly, Tony
picks a number, and then that number is the winner. So if you spend all your time bending it, nice try. You're dealing with professionals.
Dealing with professionals.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yeah.
When are we going to find out who this doctor that told Aaron Rodgers is?
Yes, we discussed that. If you get, and I want to emphasize, I don't believe he lied on that either, it'll be easy to find out who that person is. It was in his discussions with NFL, this is the way he implied. And so then he was trying to say that tells you how bad these people are that are in charge to determine the rules for the NFL. So it'll be easy for someone to find that out. And yes, they need to ask them. And then my guess is he will say, yeah, this was the context in which I said that.
What's a possible context for a doctor to say you can't get COVID if you get the vaccine?
I don't know. All I know is we've lived with Rodgers on this how many times, and he will attempt or do it again.
He's backed himself into a corner right now that he's not going to be able to get out of.
Right.
Just it. He's told too many lies. They're catching up with him right now.
Well, again,
Jason is done with him, so that tells you something.
I don't think Jason is done with him.
Jason's done with him. Did you hear Jason?
I heard him.
Not listening.
No.
No, he's pretty dumb.
Pebble,
would you say Jason is pretty much done with Aaron Rodgers? Oh, Pebble must be busy over there.
He is busy there. We're calling Fat Jack, who just continues to win. He's blue flame smoking hot again. It's just win, 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 win.
Jason sounded like somebody who was disappointed and a friend.
Yes,
but it's
very disappointed.
But it's if you could quote me on this. If Jason treats Rodgers with his current mood the way Rodgers treats his family, Jason would never talk to Rodgers again.
Well, he's going to talk to him because it's part of his job.
I know, but aside from the job. He would prefer not to talk to him anymore. It's not Aaron Rodgers. He's Joe Rodgers, or as I call. Apparently, Jason has joined my
Richard
club.
Richard Rodgers?
Richard Dick Rodgers, yes. Yep, that's... So, Jason
Richard
has...
Richard Rodgers.
All we're discussing... Speaking about Jason, all we're discussing is what's going through Jason's mind as to how he's going to handle this Aaron Rodgers, because it's a different Aaron Rodgers. Hmm. And we'll see how tough he is, again, compared to how tough Rodgers is on people who disappoint him, Ryan Braun being one that people have brought up, although that was a private discussion, but still. How does he treat people he's disappointed in and his own family? Fat Jack, he's blue flame smoking hot. He's next. In 15 minutes, somebody's going to win two great Packer tickets against the Rams. You have to be here at 4 at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're in New Berlin near Moreland and Beloit Road. You have to be here at 4, and everybody here, they love the show. But how many minutes? Well, first of all, everybody here and everywhere else gets to listen to Fat Jack because it doesn't change. Blue flame smoking hot. He's on a streak. I don't know how to describe a streak this long. Joining us now
is hotter
Fat
than
Jack.
Your wings over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, he's like the Miami Dolphins when they went unbeaten. Fat Jack, good afternoon. How do you do it?
Well, I mean, I have losing weeks. I mean, I lost a couple weeks ago, but since then, I mean, we've done nothing but win. I mean, we were 18 and 5 in the playoffs for free. NBA after the under in the Miami Heat Boston game last night that went under by about 30. We're 4-1 this week and up over 10 games. Football won again last week. We won last night. So, yeah, everything's going great. This is a huge weekend. We've got UFC coming up tomorrow, big pay-per-view. We also have Breeders' Cup. That those plays are absolutely free when you sign up for the weekend for the football and or basketball package, or if you just want the horse plays, you can get those for $100. So a lot of reasons to go get signed up at FatJackSports.com. I think I've been to that town you're in. That's the Benoit College is there, right? Isn't there a little small college there?
I'm not sure.
In New Berlin? No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Berlin.
Okay.
Maybe it's Berlin, Wisconsin. Might be Berlin.
They all run together. Someone was playing football. We used to go through all those little towns. It's pretty up there, though.
Right. You played Lawrence. He played at Chicago, right?
He played University of Chicago, yeah.
Right?
So, right. All those little schools. We spent a ton of time playing in Wisconsin, those little towns. I love Wisconsin.
Yep. All right. Now, I apologize. Yes, you haven't been perfect, so you're not 16-0 like the Dolphins. So you're maybe like 15-1. The Patriots.
17-1.
Packers of 2011. All right, let's get to the Packers. You got no Aaron Rodgers. You got Jordan Love. My theory on this is if I'm taking the Kansas City, I'm going to say they win by more than 28 if I can ever make that kind of a bet. But what do you do? Do you just avoid that game, not having any idea what the Packers are going to really be like?
Well, you know what the Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, New York Jets, and Seattle all have in common?
Lost their starting quarterback.
And won with a backup in the first week or something like that, right?
Last week. They all won and or covered with the backup quarterback this last week. Seattle's the only one that didn't win straight up. Dallas, New Orleans essentially had their backup because Winston went down early in the game. Jets won with the first time starter. As he got a little, and then Cooper Rush, who nobody ever basically thought he was part of Queen or something. That guy comes in and wins the game up in Minnesota. So I guess the point is that the NFL backup quarterbacks are not doom and gloom. And as a general rule, you want to play the team with the backup quarterback, especially if it happens the week before. Certainly not to win the game, but the value becomes with the team that has the backup quarterback, because the general public, a lot of gamblers that don't know anything about what they're doing other than watching TV and betting what they hear, are going to naturally assume that when you lose Aaron Rodgers with a cape, superhero, you're definitely not going to cover. There's a big difference between covering and winning. So, although Green Bay not good without Rodgers against the spread, they're 6-11-1 when he does not start against the number. But Kansas City's not playing perfect. I don't know if he was watching their game on Monday, but Kansas City, 12 penalties for more than 100 yards, 2 turnovers in the red zone. They remind me of a golfer right now that has the yips, can't make a 3-foot putt. They basically are willing their way into mistakes and bad decisions to spite themselves. They're much better than they're playing, but this has been going on for the entire season, basically. So I think there's some value with Green Bay this week, at least to cover the number, no matter what Jordan Love brings to the table. And if he's better than advertised, then they may even win. But they're definitely, I think, in a good spot to cover the number.
Again, talking with Fat Jack at FatJackSports.com. Am I right that Dallas has beaten the spread in every game? And, I've always got these theories. Nobody can keep doing that, so I'm going to go against them the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think they have one week that didn't not cover maybe the first week. Almost perfect. And here's another thing that piles onto that. You're obviously not getting any value with the Cowboys. Everybody knows that they're playing really well. They get Prescott back. They're balanced offensively. Their defense is holding up. But Teddy Bridgewater is the best in the league when you give him points on the road. In his career, Bridgewater as an underdog on the road, 20-4 against the spread. So as this number balloons up to double digits, there's a lot of value in playing Denver. Again, the general public reads what they see. They see that Von Miller's gone. They see that Prescott come back. But they don't know how to factor the line, which is already baked into that information. So Denver's the right side. I'm not saying they're going to win, but, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, hard to fade. 20-4 against the spread as a road underdog. I'll take Denver plus the point.
All right, let's go to college. Cincinnati, I said they're going to want to kill everybody so that they get in the seating, and, of course, it didn't work last week, but I still believe it, and now I'm going to double down because I know this week Cincinnati's going to crush whoever they're playing. At some point, do I have to admit they're not as good as I thought, or can I continue with my system?
Well, they didn't do it last week, didn't do it 2 weeks ago. Now we're coming to have it where they're supposed to go out and they're supposed to kill people and they're supposed to get it done, and they're barely squeaking by. They look at times like a team that would beat anybody by 3 touchdowns just about, and Tulsa is not very good. They're especially not good on offense. Tulsa's defense does not necessarily travel well either. five of their last five on the road have gone over, and that's who Cincinnati plays, obviously. I'm with you. I've not been a huge fan, obviously, of what Cincinnati's been doing since the attention of the world has been focused on them. I will tell you this, though. These undefeated teams, they start feeling a little bit this time of year. Look for pressure. Michigan State to probably – yeah, the pressure. I mean, when everybody else – when you internally know that you're good – and then the rest of the world starts saying you're good and you are perfect to that point. This is the time of year when look to lose one of these three teams, either Cincinnati, Wake Forest, or Michigan State. One of those three at least.
I'm saying Michigan State. My lock of the century, my lock of humanity is Purdue against Michigan State.
That laugh should tell you right there.
My Shirley MacLaine lock of two lives, multiple lives. Michigan State's still celebrating.
I love the lock of the century. So, yeah, but you're right. They definitely are celebrating last week, which could have gone either way. I said last week that both those teams were overrated. I think they're evenly matched. They were just both overrated. I don't think either one of them ends up in the playoff. Purdue also 4-1 against the spread the last five in this series. So not the worst pick you've ever made, Homer.
All right, anything you want to say? I want to watch Georgia every week and see if they can shut out every team. Is there anything, any team or point you wanted to make as far as college football? Again, go to FatJackSports.com. He puts up all the games, and you just can't believe. Maybe you can, but it's impressive how blue flame smoking hot he is. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get the picks text to your cell phone or emailed to you, and then they're posted and documented. So you know you're not only getting the same picks as everybody else, you're getting the best place possible, whether to play $50 a game or $50,000. If you're going to Vegas or Colorado or Illinois, anywhere that has sports gambling, take my plays with you for the weekend. $169 for everything through Monday for football, along with free Breeders' Cup plays. $199 football and basketball through Monday with the free Breeders' Cup. Huge, huge weekend coming. And if you go longer, it costs about $100 a week to make money betting the game. So go to FatJackSports.com, get signed up. Everything's automated. There's no callbacks. There's no upselling, nothing like that. I'm in Vegas right now playing the game, betting the World Series of Poker, and getting ready to have another huge weekend. Go to FatJackSports.com, sign up today, and win this weekend.
We'll talk next Friday. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
See ya.
You know what he's doing right now? He's heading right to the next place, the next casino, and putting every penny he's got in his pocket
on Purdue.
Purdue.
Yeah, right.
I don't think
your
so.
Lock of the what is
lock
what
of the century? Yeah. Lock of two lives. It's a Shirley MacLaine lock. Not only this life, but the future of previous life. Didn't she believe in multiple lives, or is she too old for people not even to know who Shirley MacLaine is? All right. We've got the Gruberloff's one call.
One call. That's all.
That's all.
And just to go over our one calls from last week, Homer had the Wisconsin-Iowa winner scoring less than 14 points. Tony had the Astros winning the World Series with three straight wins. And I had Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan each winning their games.
Yeah. All right. I was going to put up mine that Tony will...
Yours was right, wasn't it, Homer?
No, well, technically no.
Oh, technically no. That means no. Let's knock it off, Aaron Rodgers.
No, they could have won They could have won with 8 points. My prediction is that Tony, within the next week, will say that Aaron Rodgers did not lie. No, I'm just kidding.
That's going to be wrong.
I'm doing the same. Purdue, baby. I said it's the lock of the century. Purdue covering.
Are they covering?
I don't. That's the only thing that matters. I don't have. I'm not going to say they win and then they end up losing by two. Mortgage everybody's house. Borrow to get another house. Mortgage your mobile home. That may be where you're living. Purdue will cover against Michigan State. Yes, that's my. Gruberloff's one call.
I got the Packers going down by double digits, but Jordan Love will have two touchdowns.
All right, running or just two touchdowns?
Yeah, just two touchdowns. All right.
Wow, that's how many? These are great over unders for Jordan Love that we didn't get to that we probably should have done. All right, what do you have? How many minutes? The people are waiting 4 minutes, maybe five or six, before the person wins. Somebody could walk in right now. They're walking in the door, and they could sign up and have to be here at 4.
No one wants it. Someone go lock the doors. They don't want anybody else coming in.
That's true. All right, what do you have, Pebble?
With the spread the way it is, Homer, for that Michigan State-Purdue game, you might as well pick Purdue to win straight up because Michigan State's only favored by 3 points on the road.
I'll take every point I can get to be correct on the Gruberloff's is one call. That's all.
My prediction for the weekend, at least two of the top six in the college football playoff rankings will lose this weekend.
Ooh.
Top six.
So two to six. Oh, Michigan State would be one. Is Cincinnati six?
I was thinking Cincinnati at six, yeah.
They're not going to lose
to
Tulsa.
Who else do you think might it be? I don't even know.
That's all I have, really, is Cincinnati and Michigan State.
All right. So you believe in my lock of the century.
I do indeed.
Yeah, that should worry me. I've seen your record.
As long as Fat Jack's in your corner, you're good.
That's right. I got a shot. And, yes, I want to find someone to help me out, some sweet action, how I can take the Chiefs to win by more than 20 and what value of that. The pack, there is a percentage of the pack losing huge if Kansas City finally figures it out. Not going to happen, but I want to have that covered. I got to have a little sweet action on that. Scalzo and Brust. And again, 45 minutes of Aaron Rodgers on the Punter Show. Dr. Aaron Rodgers.
45 minutes of lies.
Scalzo and Brust, no worries. Next.
Who wants to hear lies for 45 minutes? You do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right.